7 after the hour on the Good Day Weekend program. Last weekend of 2012, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here to take your calls at 888-553-7536. The calls can be about anything that will help you master your health and well-being. Lots of news. If we go back and look at the biggest medical news stories of the year, I suppose the Affordable Care Act and the continuing struggle we have with it, Ken, would be one thing. But maybe from your point of view, I know you put together a list. I don't know whether it's a Big Ten list. Would you like to do it officially if it's a top ten list, or you just want to go through them and cherry-pick the ones that you think have the most interest? And I guess with the people who are listening, using 888-553-7536, are you better off health-wise today than you were a year ago? Do you feel better? Do you feel about the same? Do you feel like you're in need of a checkup? Maybe you're losing a little ground in one way or another. How do you feel? How do you want to feel? Ken can help you feel your best or deal with the this labyrinth of information or procedures that you have to go through in order to find things out in the new world order here. 888-553-7536. So where do you start?
Well, I put together a list of the top nine.
Nine.
And I'm not so sure we'll have a chance to get through them all, but eventually they'll get on my website. But we can get through the top few. And I agree with you. The top one deals with Obamacare. Millions of Americans were watching and waiting the Supreme Court. And it largely upheld the Obama administration's health care reform legislation, which actually allowed the survival of Obamacare. And it's definitely this year's top health news story that it did survive. It was a 5-4 Supreme Court decision this past June. And Doug, it cleared the way for implementation of reform to proceed. Amazingly, the Congressional Budget Office does estimate that the rolls of the uninsured will decline by up to 33 million people by 2016. That's about a 50% reduction. But, you know, it's the yin-yang of medicine. This is going to have a lot of different effects, some unintended consequences. But this controversial individual mandate that most felt was unconstitutional, which requires every American adult to purchase health insurance or face a penalty, it was in fact upheld by the Supreme Court, which got a little clever and decided to call it a tax. And this mandate, it's now poised to go into effect 2014, along with a lot of other key provisions. And it's still not clear sailing for this Affordable Care Act, because as of mid-December, only half of the states in the nation were going to create these state-based health insurance exchanges. And this is going to force the federal government to implement these key elements of the health care reform, because this is where people are supposed to go and shop and supposedly get a little bit of competition for these products. But the Supreme Court did not require the states to set these things up, and half of them are not. There's some other issues that grabbed attention to anyone in healthcare this year, Doug, and I think number two is the story that broke in your backyard, this outbreak of deadly fungal meningitis, which was linked to tainted steroid injections. It began this past summer, and by middle of December, it sickened, are you ready, 620 and killed 39 people across 19 states. These steroid shots, they were, you know all about them personally. They're aimed at trying to help people with back pain. They were distributed by the New England Compounding Center, which is in Framingham, Massachusetts. It's a compounding pharmacy. But I think there was some good news out of this horrible story, because the scandal focused national attention on these types of pharmacies, largely unregulated firms that combine, mix, or alter ingredients to create drugs to meet the specific needs of individual patients. And I think these compounding pharmacies just functioned under the regulation of government. And I think this is a role for government to protect us, the safety of the American, give me a second, to protect the safety of Americans when individuals are unable to, and I think this is a legitimate role for it, and the rules were just not there. The state said it's not ours, the FDA said it's not mine, and this was, I think, well known by many in medicine, myself included. And I think the good thing about this is that, in fact, the FDA has met with the states and they're now coming up with legislation, and somebody is going to take responsibility for watching this.
No, I'm not saying no to you. I'm saying this is the part of what I and anybody else who has any common sense or brains recoils at. The organizations that are supposed to be, mostly the FDA, that are supposed to be in charge of this thing, how do they just decide, okay, we're not going to do that? Or they just say to the state, okay, you do that. They have a charge, they have a job, they have a mandate, they have people, they have money, they have means. So the fact they didn't do this...
Nobody did it.
Well, they didn't do it because they didn't do it. And they were supposed to. I understand that. What I'm saying is nobody did what they are supposed to do and get paid to do by you and me as a taxpayer.
Because there was no regulation.
Now, baloney. That's a bunch of baloney.
I practice here. I know all these folks. Nobody regulates.
Well, why? That's their job. That's what they tell us. We need the job of the FDA is to regulate this business, whether it's something that's controlled by someone who's their friend or not. They suck.
That's
the bottom line is the FDA sucks.
Well, let's not. You want to use it as a platform to get to.
I'm sorry.
But it's
just more government baloney.
No, but the problem is that nobody was regulated, and this I think is a role for government because this is a place where you and I can't.
So why didn't they do it?
Well, they had. Well,
because they weren't doing their job.
Why don't you hold a congressional committee?
What for?
It wasn't
so they can whitewash it?
No, I mean, to answer your question, I mean, I don't think it matters. Going forward, we need to do it.
Yeah, and they have plenty of people and the means and the opportunity to do it. What I'm saying is, what I'm roiling against, is they'll come up with, oh, we got to spend another $500 million to regulate this stuff. What the hell are they doing now? Why aren't they doing it now?
But the point is, they're not. No, I don't know why they're not.
We're saying the same thing in a different way.
No, but the point is, they weren't. And you want to go.
But the point is, they should have been.
I agree. Yeah. No one denies that.
Right. Okay.
That's the point.
It is the point.
And the point is that people are finally waking up, and unfortunately, in our government, it's only the people who are shouting that get seen or heard. Right.
It's the grease on the wheel that makes the most noise.
But
and it's so inappropriate, especially with as much money as that department has.
It's unfortunate that you have to have deaths before they do something.
They don't care. It's all about bureaucracy and supporting themselves, their own jobs. Okay. The end of the year, 3 days left, they're all out spending everything they can. So they'll run out their...
I was trying to point out the good end result of this is that they finally are regulating it.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. There's something good we can find in it. I'm just so sick of government. I'm just so sick of it. It just ruins so much.
Well, it's only getting bigger.
Yeah, and that's the point. 888-553-7536. All right, let's take a call from John, who is in Auburn, New York, who would like to speak with Dr. Ken about one of my other favorites. This may be Doug's hot button day. Go ahead, John. We are with Dr. Ken.
Hi, Dr. King. How are you?
Yes, hi.
I hear a lot about these GMO foods.
Well, let's define terms.
Oh, boy. Yeah, do you know what they are?
You mean the genetically modified foods?
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
I've heard they lead to, they cause cancer, like autoimmune deficiencies. And I've just been hearing a lot of these terrible things about them. I know President Obama promised to label them. I've heard 85% of the stuff we buy in the store contains this stuff. And, the problem I have here is that, is there anything we can do? Can you make... what can we do to be made aware of these GMOs?
Well, I think we should demand that they be labeled and then let the buyer decide.
All right, so here's what happened in California, John, with people who were concerned about that. It was on the ballot thing called Proposition 37, which was aimed at doing exactly what you've asked. It was aimed at labeling the foods so people knew whether they were buying genetically modified or altered foods or things that were grown naturally. And the folks at Monsanto spent $40 million buying advertising on radio and television in California so they could defeat that proposition, which they did, not by a lot, but they were able to defeat the proposition. So now nobody knows in California or basically any place else, because Obama and his, let's go right back to where we just were a minute ago, the FDA is crawling with people from Monsanto, as is the U.S. Department of Agriculture, crawling with these people who have been hired over there to supposedly help regulate. All they do is get regulations and laws passed that will protect them. The government is rife with things like that, and it sounds like I'm really on a toot here today, but I am, because all you have to do is check and see. Look at who's been moving in and out of the circles and cycles of government from companies like Dow, Monsanto, any of the big, if you're talking about ag, ADM, Cargill. These people are infested in these various departments. They go over, they get regulations put into effect that help them, screw the small farmer, and screw you, because these things do what you've just suggested. You can Google GMO 95 times a day and come up with all kinds of different things, but none of them are good. Monsanto wants to control the food supply in the entire world, and they're a long ways down that road now because they fix these seeds so you can't duplicate them, so that you have to buy seeds from them. And when the polluted corn, let's say, I don't know if you know that I'm a dairy farmer or not, I grow a field of corn, 10 acres on one side of the road. Somebody on the other side of the road grows 10 acres of genetically altered food, or genetically altered corn. Wind comes along, blows the silk or the things that the bees are working on, or any kind of pollen or dust across the road. My corn's ruined. It's going to grow, but it's going to be part of this GMO thing, which is it is such a sickness. And we're allowing this to happen. More and more people realize it, and more people are protesting. But what chance do you have against a company like Monsanto that spent $40 million to kill a proposition in a state like California to keep you from learning whether the foods are GMO or not?
What were the arguments that they delivered on their messages that convinced the Californians, who are supposedly sophisticated, to vote?
They said that the farmers were for what Monsanto wanted to do. The farmers don't want their food labeled. It'll cost the farmer a lot of money to have to label his food. Nonsense. I sell raw milk in my dairy store on my farm, and it costs me about a penny and a half to put a label on a bottle of milk that I sell for $9.50. So that's just hogwash. But they contaminated, like they do everything else, they contaminated the air with these stories that weren't true. And so people said, oh, we don't want to put the farmers out. We don't want to cost them more money. So we better not vote for this proposition. That's what they did, John. That's the story.
Well, actually, I heard that Proposition 37 was shot down. They were advertising.
That's what I just said. They were that, and Monsanto paid to shoot it down because they don't want the foods labeled. That's the whole bottom line. Good question. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken and Doug at 21 after the hour on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health Program.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Few days. In the meantime, thinking back to the year 2012 and how good it was for you in terms of health, whether it's the health news of the year, Ken's come up with a couple. We'll encourage him to keep going, and I'll keep quiet unless somebody lights a fuse under me. 888-553-7536. One of the great things that happened this year, as always is the case, we find some products, usually, you know, four or five different things each year that Ken and I can talk about, that Ken feels good about talking about. And one of them is this way to fix your teeth, power swabs. People are using this patented product. Ken, explain how it works medically, will you?
Sure. This is a nice idea to get ready for these holiday parties, because every day we sit here, we talk about health. Feeling good is definitely a top priority. It's a very important priority going into the new year, but looking healthy is just as important for so many people, and there's nothing that makes you look more unhealthy and older than yellow stained teeth. And I'm going to tell you how to get rid of that ugly look. It's called Power Swabs. And we all use it because it's the only patented product that uses a naturally derived tooth detergent to remove stains from your teeth. But best of all, it works in just 5 minutes. Power Swabs, it was developed by a real dentist, and there are no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 2 minutes, and your teeth are whiter in 5 minutes. And unlike normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs, they work on natural teeth as well as bonding veneers, caps, and crowns.
All right, so here's how you get Power Swabs. If you want them to go to work on your teeth, the way to get them to work on your teeth is to dial this number, 800-867-4089. Maybe this is the New Year's resolution. You're going to create a new you in terms of looks. This is the best way for you to start. If you don't have attractive teeth, they're yellow, they're stained, 800-867-4089 is the number to call. They work so well, these the process that Power Swabs has come up with. You'll operate in a risk-free zone, because if it doesn't work for you, you'll get your money back. But if you mention Dr. Ken when you call 800-867-4089, you will get the product at half off, 50% less than if you were to buy it in the retail marketplace. So dial 800-867-4089. Tell me about Power Swabs. You're listening to Dr. Ken. You want the special deal and you want to save the money. 800-867-4089 to have a brand new you in 2013. Okay, so back to this list that you have of things. You went through the first couple. Let's keep going so that people know how you view this past year.
Well, third deals with cancer news, and probably the biggest headline was this decision by the U.S. Preventive Service Task Force against the routine use, Doug, of the prostate-specific antigen, the PSA blood test for prostate cancer. And this group, this U.S. Preventive Service Task Force, they are getting more and more involved in the delivery of medicine. What they decide, many insurers follow what they're going to approve, and if insurers don't approve it, it often doesn't get done. It usually doesn't get done. So this task force is really accumulating a lot more clout in the delivery of health care. And unfortunately, there were no urologists on this task force who developed this. And I know many urologists who are very upset about this, but they felt that too many people were getting diagnosed with prostate cancer and going through thorough workups. And for a problem that for many, it won't do you in, that you outlive the problem, is very controversial. It's not agreed upon by many urologists, but it's out there and it's something we're all going to have to deal with.
888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com. Or if you have an email question about your medical condition, you can email me, Doug, at dougstefan.com.
This is a special announcement from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in stock is on sale, and it all has to go at our end-of-year clearance. Get unheard-of clearance deals from just 19 cents a square foot, including first-quality laminates for up to 47% less, hardwood up to 48% less, bamboo flooring up to 22% less. Plus, get special extended financing. Hurry, sale is going on now. So get to your local store before it's too late. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today for the store near you.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Ken and Doug awaiting your calls. 1-888-55-DRKEN. That's 1-888-55-DRKEN. I'd be glad to answer any of your healthcare questions from head to toe. I'm a trained internist, trained cardiologist, trained medical scientist. Started my 25th year of practicing cardiology in Central Florida this year. Spokesperson for the American Heart Association. There's probably nothing I haven't seen at least one time in the over 30 years that I've been involved in medicine. Any questions you have about yourself, your family, the kids, spouse, your parents, grandparents, everybody walking around has a question about their health, I'd be glad to answer it. No paperwork, no bill. All you have to do is dial, and it's a toll-free call from anywhere in the 50 United States. 1-888-55-DRKEN, D-R-K-E-N. That's 1-888-553-7536.
888. I always like doing it a little differently than you. 888-553-7536. Good day. Weekend. Last weekend of the year, we're going through some of the biggest health news stories from the year. Obviously, your calls and questions and email, that sort of thing. So, Ken, where are we on the list? I think you've gone through three of the things that you wanted to on that list of nine.
Next is this really disturbing news about obesity, the obesity epidemic.
Yeah.
In the middle of the year, it was reported that 12 states in the country, a third of the adults are obese. They also reported that from 1995 to 2010, diabetes rates doubled. Number of people having diabetes type 2 doubled in 18 states. This is a whopping big increase. All of the things that we've done to lower the risk of heart disease over the last 2 decades with smoking and blood pressure control and cholesterol control, all of this can be turned around if we don't get this obesity epidemic under control, because that's just going to, again, increase the rates of heart attacks and strokes and all the other havoc that diabetes causes. It's a systemic problem, affects the body wherever there's blood vessels, and it's everywhere in the body, from your eyes to your arms, your legs, your sexual performance, strokes, heart attacks. So we need to get this obesity epidemic under control.
And it seems to be so tied to just plain old common sense, doesn't it? I mean, just think about it for a second. why would you want to let yourself get into a situation like that and stay there? It's understandable how you can get there. Sometimes people have emotional things that go on. They gain some weight, but heavens, lose it.
It's very complicated because even among children, the rate in this 15-year period that I mentioned quadrupled the number of
people. Why is it complicated? It's based on how you eat, what you eat. Frequency of eating, isn't it? I mean, it's basically what you put in. Your body is what you put into it.
It is, but I guess the question is, why are we suddenly now seeing such a dramatic increase in this? You know, what is it about our lifestyle? What is it about our food? Why are we suddenly seeing a huge ballooning of the rates of obesity?
Well, it may be the quality of the food we're eating, not only the bad stuff in the bad restaurants. It may be related to the gentleman who called a few minutes ago, this GMO stuff, which for the most part isn't good for you. I could have that connection to it as well, don't you think?
Absolutely. That's why I think there's, yes, it's the simple that we know, calories in, calories out, and exercise. But I think there's some other issues. You know, there's enough sleep. And there's maybe some hormones in the food supply. I think there's some unknown things that we're going to learn in the next few years. We'll report them when we discover these things.
You can download episodes of our discussions every weekend, both at drkenshow.com and dougstefan.com. Pretty easy to go there and figure it out. Also, our news letter. We have the Good Day Health newsletter goes out every weekend. What's the subject matter this weekend?
Exactly. And the download is, again, working. The archives are working. This week, the latest news about pediatrics, how to keep our kids healthy based on the medical publications and the journals on your doctor's desk over the past 3 months.
All right. So you'll check that out. You can sign up for this every week. You don't have to sign up anew every week. Sign up once and you get it every week in your email box. All you do is go to drkenshow.com and it'll say, do you want to sign up for our newsletter when you open up that screen? And just put your email address in. Yep, there you go. And same with dougstefan.com. Go to Dr. Ken's picture, contributors box, co-host box, and the newsletter there. Same question will be asked. Do you want to sign up for the newsletter? And if you're interested in this information every week, you'll say yes and put in your email address, and that'll be it. 888-553-7536. Here's, Robert in Rome, Georgia, calling into Dr. Ken. Hi, Robert. Happy New Year.
Hey, have some New Year to you.
What do you need from Dr. Ken?
I was asking about my mother. She's had diabetic and heart problems, and also she has high blood pressure. And sometimes, like, she could be laying there right now, and all of a sudden she catch a cramp. And just wondering where they might be coming from. Sometimes she has it in the leg, lower part of the leg, above the ankle, and sometimes right above, below the heart, at the abdomen, you know, right about that, where the abdomen is. And it just comes from nowhere.
Yeah, these are very challenging problems to deal with, Robert, and you're a good son. Most importantly, the big picture is, how is her blood sugar? Because that is, before you hone down to the fine points, you got to make sure first that the blood sugar is under good control.
It's under good control. It's usually in the no more than 140, 150.
Ooh, that may be a little. How's her hemoglobin A1C? This is a good predictor of blood sugar control for the past few months. Is it less than 7?
I'm not sure.
Because I would make sure that anyone who has diabetes needs to follow the hemoglobin A1C or A1C. This is the best way to track it. You don't have to fast for it, and it gives you an average of how things have been over the past 3 months.
Well, she's also on a ventilator, inhaler.
Uh-huh.
And I looked it up last night, and it said that Simbacor and that Ventolin, sometimes the Simbacor may cramps, and she also take LASIK, which is keeps the fluid around, the fluid off of her. And it says those can sometimes make cramps because she gets dehydrated.
Exactly. And if she's on diuretic, you have to watch the potassium and the magnesium to make sure those levels are okay. Is she smoking?
No, she don't smoke anymore.
Does she take much alcohol?
No, she doesn't smoke or drink at all.
Good, because that also will be an issue. How about her weight? Is she at an ideal body weight, a healthy weight?
Well, we wanted to keep it 135, but now she's at about 144.
Okay, well, whatever you can, that helps often what you're describing is due to nerve damage from the diabetes. And all the things I'm telling you helps to slow down this nerve damage. Does she eat a healthy meal each day? Is she eating healthy?
Yeah, we bake food most every day.
Okay, and how about her blood pressure? Is that under good control?
About 114 on the 68.
Well, that's great. Well, if all of these lifestyle issues are not getting it under good control, there are some medications that can be used. And here's where you need to talk to either the endocrinologist, the neurologist, or the internist, or her primary care doctor, the family doctor. All of us from all these different backgrounds prescribe these medicines. There's some anti-seizure medications like Neurontin, Lyrica, Tegretol that can help these issues. There's antidepressants that can help, not because you're depressed, but they just have added effects. One of the ways I like to approach this is directly with these lidocaine patches. They're topical. They provide anesthetic lidocaine, and it's a nice way to go right to the issue. When these problems get really severe, I hate to go down this road, but opioids are used.
What about the inhaler? Sometimes it starts, she starts coughing, and that brings on the cramps also. And I was wondering maybe she should switch those, because last night on the internet it said one of them, I know.
I'm trying to associate her coughing with her cramps.
That's what really brings them on. If she starts coughing and she coughs over a minute, it's there.
Why is she coughing? You said she's not smoking.
Because she has emphysema also.
Okay, so she smoked in the past.
Yes.
Okay, is she? You said she's on an inhaler. Has she been to the lung doctor recently?
She got to go in February.
Yeah, I would try and move that up if that's the trigger of all this. There's a little bit more to this because it's a little hard to connect the dots here.
All right, sir. There's a lot of good advice
information
for you.
So I would get it to that lung doctor sooner than February.
Wait till February. There you are. The new world order of healthcare. By February, she could be
in a lot of pain.
Yeah. 888-553-7536. One of the unfortunate realities of your life is that you're getting older. And with that reality, sometimes you feel less energetic, less a partner in the game, if you will. Sometimes people get disturbed by this, Ken. Sometimes there are physical challenges that come associated with your age. So when those things become obvious to you, you think, oh, time to give up this, that, or the other thing. No. There is a solution. And it could be as simple as boosting your free testosterone with a product that we have found that is natural and very helpful, Ken.
Doug, it seems like everywhere you look, there's a new testosterone product. Because boosting free testosterone, as you're suggesting, it will improve your sexual desire and even enhance muscle mass when you exercise. But the little-known secret is that boosting both free testosterone and nitric oxide at the same time, it'll take your experience to a whole new level. In fact, your body also needs nitric oxide to improve blood flow and maximize libido and performance. So we're introducing T-Gen with NitroBoost. It has ingredients clinically shown to safely and naturally raise free testosterone levels while at the same time boosting nitric oxide in your body when and where it counts.
So, sound like a good idea? How about you try a bottle of this? And you get it at half price. Dial 800-317-9865. Yep. End of the year. Time for a Christmas or a New Year's present for you. T-Gen with NitroBoost. As Ken suggested, the ingredients are absolutely safe and natural, so they raise your free testosterone levels, and the NitroBoost helps to keep it moving around in your body, so you're getting bigger and better. And when you call 800-317-9865, mention Dr. Ken, you'll get it for half price. Sky high libido, better performance, 50% off, and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Try it for 3 months. If it hasn't worked to do all of the things we've explained and perhaps even more, then you get your money back. It's T-Gen with NitroBoost. I do that all the time, and I don't know why I do that. T-Gen with Nitro Boost, 800-317-9865.
This is a special announcement from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in stock is on sale, and it all has to go at our end of year clearance. Get unheard of clearance deals from just 19 cents a square foot, including first quality laminates for up to 47% less, hardwood up to 48% less, bamboo flooring up to 22% less. Plus, get special extended financing. Hurry, sale is going on now, so get to your local store before it's too late. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today for the store near you.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, asking you if you have seen a ladder in your garage. Now, you most likely have seen one, and it just sits against the wall idle. However, the moment you need to reach for something which is out of your normal range, what are you going to do? You're going to get to that ladder and climb it and go ahead and get whatever you need or fix whatever you need to repair. Now, how many other things in life are sitting around dormant just waiting for you to use when you need them? When you need to get to a goal, when you need to get to a destination. You have all these tools that are right in front of you that are going to help support your quest for success. I am not going to use the old line about a ladder being used for success, but I will say there are so many tools that are available to you. Just reach for the goal, understand there are ways to support you, and take a step-by-step to reach and attain them. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
If you faced foreclosure in 2009 or 2010, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know you may be able to get a free foreclosure review through a program ordered by federal bank regulators. If errors in your foreclosure process are found, you could get compensation. You give up nothing by requesting a review or accepting compensation. The deadline is December 31st, 2012. To determine if you're eligible and request your review, go to independentforeclosurereview.com or call 1-888-952-9105.
888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with our weekly conversation about your health and well-being. It's Orville in Phoenix, Arizona. Up next, Orville, you're on with Dr. Ken. Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you. Same to you.
What can we do for you?
I have a question on congestive heart failure.
Yes.
I changed doctors here. The doctor I had for years said I had congestive heart failure, and they cut me on furosemide and potassium, and I decided to change doctors. New doctor says, no, you don't have congestive heart failure.
Lucky for you.
So I'm in a quandary here. So, well, who do you believe? You know?
That's a good question.
Who do you believe?
You know, it's hard to hide heart failure. Heart failure is when the body, the heart, doesn't pump an adequate enough blood and nutrients around the circulation to meet the needs of the body. And what happens is you get short of breath, you get real tired real easily, you can't sleep flat on your back, you awaken in the middle of the night short of breath. The fluid, since it's not being pumped adequately, it accumulates behind the heart. The place you usually see it first is in the ankles. They start getting swollen. And when you go to the doctor, there's a lot of signs on physical exam. There's fluid in your lungs. Your neck veins are elevated. You know, we have a dipstick in our body. We can tell how the fluid is in the heart. We look at your neck. So it's sometimes it's not clear. But are you having any symptoms? Are you short of breath? Are you real tired? Are you having trouble sleeping flat on your back?
Not all of them, but I have been short of breath, but I've also been diagnosed with COPD.
Exactly.
All right, hold on a minute. We'll get back. We need to have a little more time with Orville to be fair to him. 888-553-7536 as Dr. Ken continues to take your calls and answer your questions.
Thank you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Minutes after the hour, as we continue in this hour of Dr. Ken's visitation with you every weekend for 2 hours, he's here to take your calls at 888-553-7536, or you can send him an email. It's drken@drkenshow.com, or you can send the email to me, doug@dougstephan.com. We're having a conversation with a gentleman named Orville, who's in Phoenix, about conflicts of info from two different doctors, been diagnosed two different ways. Which one does he believe? All right, sir, you're back on with Ken.
The problem Orville's having is one doctor says he has heart failure. The other one says he doesn't have heart failure. We went over some of the signs and symptoms of heart failure. Heart failure is an incredibly common problem in America. Probably 5 million Americans have it. 500,000 die from it each year. And Orville, one of the things that can be done, actually, we were talking about the signs and symptoms before. Just your ordinary weight. Have you gained weight? Usually people who go into heart failure, they're retaining fluids. Their weight suddenly goes up, and it's unexplained by their diet.
Okay.
The other thing you can do is, if in fact you can't tell, and I think most, you know, you go to a cardiologist if there's any doubt, and we can tell. We can examine you. We can talk to you. This is what we do all day, making these determinations. So, on the rare occasions when we're not sure, there's actually now a blood test that we can draw to determine. It's pretty neat. It's called B as in boy, N as in Nancy, P as in Peter. And it stands for a brain natriuretic peptide. And this can help in diagnosing heart failure. It's a blood test that actually will tell you if, in fact, you have it. Sometimes a chest X-ray, if the history and physical can't tell us, will help. And also an echocardiogram, just to look at how effectively your heart is pumping. We can also determine how the fluids are in the body if you get into some of the details of the echocardiogram.
Got it?
Okay.
All right, sir. Thanks for the call. 888-553-7536. Don's in Salt Lake City, Utah. Don, say hi to Dr. Ken. Wish him a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Dr. Ken.
Hi. I got a bursa on my elbow.
A bursa on your elbow.
Yeah, a bubble.
He has bursitis.
Right. Okay, so what do you want from Dr. Ken?
These are thin, slippery sacs. They're located throughout the body. They act as cushions between bones and soft tissues, Doug, and they contain a small amount of lubricating fluid. Sometimes they get inflamed. And what does your local orthopedic doctor think you should do about it?
Well, I talked to my doctor, and she said to put an ACE bandage on and take anti-inflammatories.
Well, it's important to know the causes of elbow bursitis. You know, constant pressure on the elbows can do it. This includes leaning on or bumping your elbows a lot. A direct hard hit to your elbow can cause this. A key is infection. You don't want to miss that. Sometimes inflammatory problems like rheumatoid arthritis can cause it, overusing your elbows. And sometimes people don't even know they've developed this. You pick it up other ways. But any of the things that I'm talking about, have you been able to figure out what might be the cause?
Well, I was doing a lot of push-ups in the morning, but I bumped it about a year ago. So I quit doing the push-ups.
Okay. Well, I would stop doing it. And the treatment is, you know, RICE, rest, ice, compression, and elevate. That's the usual treatment. It's easy to remember. The doctors use RICE. And the medicines that you use, you want to make sure you ask your doctor if there's an infection there. I can't tell over the phone. But if there is, you know, you need some antibiotics. I don't know if you're seeing any warmth or redness, swelling or heat around, or you've been running a fever. But non-steroidal and anti-inflammatory drugs, like you're mentioning, are used. Sometimes steroid injections are necessary. Sometimes physical therapy. If there's extra fluid, it needs to be removed from the bursa. And in real severe cases, when all this doesn't work, we go to surgery.
Well, it's been like this for about a month. I'll keep treating it. And
go see an orthopedic surgeon, okay?
Yep, go see an orthopedic. What's the difference between an orthopod and orthopedic surgeon?
A few extra letters.
There you go. How about a DO? See one of those?
Well, I'm talking about a specialist. You could see a DO who specializes in orthopedic.
All right. Dr. Ken continues another hour at 888-553-7536. Stick around.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.